address all of you today with a slightly different subject matter. We will hear a little bit about how Vrindavan was established, so to say, in the spiritual awareness of India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had sent six of his most advanced disciples who had been taught by him personally to Vrindavan, which at that time was just a jungle. And he had requested them to do four things. They should find the places where Krishna had performed his pastimes 5,000 years ago. They should establish temples, build temples. They should write devotional literature. And finally, yes, they should line out a process of sadhana or spiritual practice that would bring people ultimately to pure love of Radha and Krishna and ultimately join Radha and Krishna in their pastimes. So the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, very famous, did this. They were renunciants, but they were very pure and very powerful due to their spiritual practices. And people, sometimes kings and generals, became attracted to them and helped them to build the temples. Now, when you go in Vrindavan, you find temples like Radha Govinda temple, Radha Gopinath temple, and so on. Many temples which people visit. I heard that Rupa and Sanatana Goswami went to Mathura, that was the closest town, and got books on archaeology, how to, you know, dig in the earth and find holy places. You find much devotional literature. Rupa Goswami is well known for Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but also for Stava Mala, which has compositions that are actually guidelines in meditation about Radha and Krishna. Many devotees in Vrindavan follow these meditational guidelines. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Raghunath Goswami wrote Kushum, Vilap Kushum Manjali, again a guideline how to worship Srimati Radharani, how to bathe her, how to dress her. It's a very exact guidelines. And Jiva Goswami, who wrote the Bhakti Sandavas, and I don't, you know many of these things. So, yes, devotional literature were written, the process of Krishna consciousness was established, and this way the special nature of love for Radha and Krishna was delineated. I want to tell you one particular story. After Rupa and Sanatana Goswami left this planet, Jiva Goswami became the leader of the Vrindavan community. And he had a system to go every morning to three temples. He started with Radha Madan Mohan, then he went to Radha Govinda, and then he went to Radha Gopinath Mandir. Even today, the Mangala Aartis of these temples are timed like this, that you can catch the Mangala Aarti in Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Go, and then if you run, you catch the Mangala Aarti in Radha Govinda, just starts, and then in Radha Gopinath. He started this. So one time, he was coming down the steps of Radha Govinda Mandir. And at the bottom of the steps, he saw a sadhu who was singing a beautiful song with tears in his eyes. This song has become famous in Vrindavan, and I don't know the whole song, but as much as I can remember, I will not sing it, but I will tell the English translation. It's about a gopi who has fallen in love with Krishna. So this gopi is singing, "Oh, my mind has become totally Syam Ranga." Syam Ranga means it has been colored with Krishna. I everywhere see this bluish boy, everywhere. People tell me that in the morning Krishna leaves the town of Vrindavan and herds his cows in the forest. But frankly, I don't know what they are talking about, because from morning till evening I see Syam everywhere. This is a little bit the gist of the song. So Jiva Goswami hears the sadhu. It's a beautiful song. And he said, he asked them, "Who wrote the song?" And he said, "We have one great devotee. His name is Gadadhar Bhatta. He is from South India." So Jiva Goswami's eyebrows go like, he understands something. You will see what he understands in a moment. He said, "Do you know where he lives?" So the sadhu says, "No, I don't know, but I have two Brahmin friends. They know." "Okay," says Jiva Goswami, "then I want your Brahmin friends to deliver a letter to Gadadhar Bhatta." So he writes a very short letter which has a volcanic effect. I don't tell you now what's in the letter. So these two Brahmin friends go travels throughout all of India almost, and then they come to a village and they see a sadhu who's at the well and who takes his bath. Perhaps you know, you can pull out a bucket from the well and then take a bucket bath. Everyone in Vrindavan should know how to do this, because sometimes the water doesn't work, normal water. So these two brahmanas, I must say, they don't know how Gadadhar Bhatta looks. They only know about him, that he writes about Vrindavan. So they go to the well and say to the sadhu, "Do you know Vangadatta Bhatta? Is he living here? We have the sadhu says, "Why do you want to know?" "Well, we have a letter for Gadadhar Bhatta from Jiva Goswami from Vrindavan." So the moment the sadhu hears it, he's wet. He has a wet dripping gamsha. "There's a letter for me, from Vrindavan, from Jiva Goswami." He faints. And the whole, many people from the village come and look. And the two brahmanas said, "He just heard Vrindavan and he fainted." "Yes," at the village, "he is a lover of God. When he hears the name Vrindavan, he always faints." We know this already, but we always come and maybe we can help or something. So after some time, Gadadhar Bhatta wakes up from his faint and he asks, I heard the name Vrindavan." "Yes," said the brahmanas, "we come from Vrindavan. We have a letter for you from Jiva Goswami, the famous Jiva Goswami." "Yes. So, would you like to have the letter?" "Yes," says Gadadhar Bhatta, "but I'm trembling. I know this letter will change my life." So he opens the letter, and he sees there's only one verse in there. And this verse describes to you the essence of what Vrindavan is. In the context of this particular historical event, this letter or this verse is also correcting Gadadhar Bhatta, who wrote this song. The letter says, "How can anyone plunge, take a dive into the ocean of Syam, of Krishna, without having taken shelter at Radha's lotus feet? How can anyone understand Syam, Sundar Krishna, without having been in Vrindavan? And how can anyone dive into the ocean of the nectar of Syam without having talked with the devotees of Radha, who are deeply in love with Radha?" So what he says, what this verse says, it's an old verse from Raghunath Das Goswami. It says, to understand this particular ecstatic love, you need the mercy of Radharani. To understand this particular love for Krishna, this particular ecstasy, and to dive deep into it, you must go through Radharani. You must take her dust, you must go to her forest, and you must talk with her devotees who are deeply in love with her. And Gadadhar Bhatta Goswami understands everything. He cries, he takes that verse of which Jiva Goswami is on his head. He knows, "I never understood about Vrindavan. Yes, I have written very nice songs, which are famous all over India, but I have not understood the depth of this Vrindavan love. And some say he didn't even dress. He's in Gamsha. He runs to Vrindavan to go to Jiva Goswami. When he meets Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami sends him to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. This is an amazing personality who gave each day 3 lectures on the Bhagavatam. One in the Radha Govinda Mandir, one in the Radha Madan Mohan Mandir, and one in the Radha Gopinath Mandir. When Gadadhar Bhatta came the first time, he saw that Raghunath Bhatta was explaining the Bhagavatam and singing it in beautiful melodies, and he saw there was one sadhu who did not move. He was just meditating. He was very old. He sat on a wooden thing. And it was not clear. Was he sleeping? He was just like this. Then he asked the people, "Who's that?" And the answer was, "It's Rupa Goswami. And you can... Is he sleeping?" "You don't know anything. Take some cotton and put it at his breath." So you must know, great sadhus have something like the fire breath. Their emotions are, for us normal people, we don't understand them, but fire breath means they are so much desiring to be with Radha and Krishna that they are hot. When Gadadhar Bhatta took some cotton to this sadhu who had not opened his eyes and who had not moved, it came alive. Gadadhar Bhatta later gave Bhagavatam and became for lectures and became very famous. So famous, and I will end here, that the king of Bharatpur became attracted. He came to all the lectures and he felt he wanted to renounce material life. Now his queen was very much against it, and she did something terrible. She told her pregnant maidservant, Hochschwanger, "You get this huge amount of money from me if you do this one thing. We have to turn the audience against Gadadhar Bhatta, and my husband also, who sits in the audience, should no longer listen to him. Otherwise, he will leave me in the kingdom. So you go and you slander the good name. You smear dirt on the good name of Gadadhar Bhatta." So the maidservant got so many gold coins that she could not say no. And she went to the next lecture. It was in Radha Govinda Mandir. The king of Bharatpur, where there are many saints. And in the midst of the lecture, she got up, she cried hot tears, and she said, "All of you come and listen to Gadadhar Bhatta," thinking he is a saint. "But you don't know that 8 months ago he made me pregnant." See? So now please listen how Gadadhar Bhatta reacted to this. When our good name gets spoiled, we become ferocious and we fight like Bhishma. Gadadhara just bowed and he said, "It is good that you said it, because I'm becoming too famous and fame is not good for my bhajan." She was very shocked and everyone in the audience was very shocked. Then Gadadhara said, "But I'm sorry for you, my daughter. Someone must have given you a huge amount of money so that you tell this untruth. Never, never become a slave of money and give up what is right." And then this maidservant was so shocked by the unexpected reaction. She cried even more and confessed to the audience, "I was made to tell this untruth by the queen, who is worried that her husband becomes too renounced. Ooh. Now I have said such an offense." So then the king of Bharatpur gets up and he swears, "I take an oath here. I will kill my wife this evening." And Gadadhara said, "You should not kill your wife. You should protect your wife. She's worried. And for you, you must be a king. You should not become a renunciant. That's not the right path for you. You must practice love for Krishna at home. And you can come to the lectures, but you should take care of your good wife, give her children, and rule your country." So this was the quality of Gadadhara. Amazing personality. And he was one of the pillars who established the Vrindavan culture. When the Goswamis left the planet, the second generation devotees came, and in this way Vrindavan has remained a seat of an extraordinary form of bhakti. And I wish for all of you now Vrindavan, Kali Maharaj is also there. There's a lot of you see with your own eyes what is the influence of Kali. And it is very, very important for all of you that you find the real Vrindavan. When you find the real Vrindavan, you will feel that your heart opens and you will discover something in your heart, because Vrindavan is not just a place, it is a state of consciousness where you fall in love with Krishna. You will know when you are in Vrindavan, when you have fallen in love with Krishna, then you have arrived in Vrindavan. We have to discover Vrindavan in our heart. Good, I wanted to just, this is all for today. Gadadhara Bhatta Goswami ki jai. He was amazing.